This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Trying to think of like a song that both of us, I just thought about that.
Oh, you can call me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both. Oh. That was like one of the few points of musical connection between us.
Yeah, we don't overlap on music.
Really?
So that's why
really?
It's like, yeah. That's why I was like, I don't know.
It's like that Arnold meme where it's like the two arms, and for you guys, it's Graceland. You call me out.
Yeah.
Or all of Graceland.
Paul yes. Simon.
The whole yeah. thing.
Okay.
His whole catalog?
Just Graceland.
Just Graceland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For me, just Graceland. When he went to Africa and got feelings.
Yeah, just yeah. Ladysmith, Black Mambazo influenced Paul Simon.
Exactly. I feel like that album really should be Lady Black Mambazo featuring Paul Simon.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Truly accurate.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Happy Thursday, Jam-a-lama ding dongs.
What'd you say?
Jam-a-lama ding dongs.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's good.
Okay. I always feel like, I'm like, I don't believe you when you say that, and that's fine. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Hi, I'm Miel.
And I'm not. Miel, what the hell is this?
It's a podcast. They're listening to it right now.
Slow down. Okay. Explain a podcast.
It's like a movie with no other
okay.
sounds.
Okay, pause again.
Okay.
Movie.
Yeah. So it's like, what if people talked, but fake?
Okay, I just...
But then ours is real.
You threw in people, and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to figure it out as we go along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's this, except this one's songs.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And if you need more information, you can listen to any other episode where I explain this at the beginning.
Okay. Homework honestly, on the episode.
I think, what is this, episode 8-4?
8-4? This is 8.4. Just so you know, we release episodes in parts, so this is 8.4.
Yeah. 8.4.
Anyway, we got some guests that we got to introduce. You know them from one being a writer on Great News in Broad City. You know the other as the host of the Beginnings podcast. You know them both from Couples Therapy. Give it up for Naomi Ekperigin and Andy Beckerman.
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
Let those wings fly.
I didn't know either of your last names the second he started talking.
Meow, can I pitch you a t-shirt?
Yes.
What the Meow?
Sure.
What the Meow?
That's a shirt.
Yeah, and it's a flame. It's you standing with a pitchfork.
Uh-huh. That's a whole brand.
In a under a flame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to rebrand as Guy Fieri / the devil. I don't know. It's a little
That's
bit of
fun. Fun. Think about it. Andy loves merch, so he will come through
I'm
with
a big merch
hot
guy.
Merch
We need
ideas.
Your help.
I used to be in an indie rock band. All I want is merch.
Well, that's what you do it for, right?
Yeah.
Just for the love of the merch.
For the t-shirts, for what? The hats, the stickers.
Okay.
The pins, baby.
I mean, the hat's always.
Honestly, talk about patches, I get a little moist.
Wow.
That's why she needs
a
patch.
A nice, crisp button.
Whew, a patch
in your eyes. You're tearing up.
I do.
Did you say she's a patch ho?
Yeah, she's a patch ho.
I'm a big time.
She's a fucking patch Adams over here.
You know, my grandfather's 1/4 a patch ho.
Oh, there
Wait,
it
you
is.
You would call her Patch Madams.
Patch Madam.
Guys, we're doing great work, and we're not 2 minutes in. This
not gonna
is
lie,
phenomenal.
I'm like, well, I want a nick. I want brand.
Okay,
we'll get,
Demi,
we'll get
Demi,
you
Demi.
Brand.
Okay,
we'll get you brand.
We need time to develop
Demi, what
this.
If it's like a glass half empty, and it says Demi?
Why?
Because like a half, Demi well, means half.
Well, see, I was going to say too, something like a Demi glaze. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like when you put your touch on it,
yeah.
that's a Demi glaze.
Okay.
Oh,
you see what I'm
so,
saying?
What about so much better.
Demi graze. And you as a cow grazing in a field.
Absolutely oh. not.
So it's a play on Demi Glaze.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Which no, so it's like perfect. 2 steps away from my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
A to F.
Honestly, it feels more like it's about the cow in that scenario.
Exactly. And I would not, there's nothing about you that is cow-like.
Oh my God, thank you.
No, nothing.
You should see him chew though.
And the udders.
And you have 4 stomachs.
Right.
And it's, so many nipples.
You know, it's really just that you don't know me. I'm really very much a cow person.
Okay, I need to ask you guys, how did you arrive at The Boy Is Mine? What's the backstory? What's
All
the
right.
history?
The Venn diagram of the music that Naomi and I like, look, we cross over in lots of other media. There's lots of films and TV shows that we like together. But music?
We're on opposite ends
yeah.
of every spectrum.
And there's a very small sliver of music that we agree on. I think we said this before we started recording Graceland.
Right, which is basically, I just realized the reason why I feel like maybe we overlap on Graceland is because it was like a Jewish man meeting black women and being awakened, which I was like, oh, that's our love.
Yeah.
did not realize. But also, it's like, because, you know, you're an indie rock head, which, you know, it's like all these men in their upper register sounding pubescent.
Falsetto.
It doesn't speak to me.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Exactly.
Sorry, Andy.
And I'm like, absolutely not. But, like, I feel like the 90s was a time when... like the R&B and pop music, regardless of what you were interested in, you couldn't get away from it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was the mainstream.
Yeah. Every school dance I went to was, I would say, 98% R&B and rap. And then they would play one Red Hot Chili Peppers song,
one Pearl Jam song,
one Nirvana song, and that's it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers had a seat at every fucking table. And I, to this day, I've thought this so many times that I've never said it out loud, but I feel like a true 90s kid, you can test if they can recognize Anthony Kiedis by the abs.
Oh, I feel like I can recognize him by the sock.
I was going to say the sock.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just like, three stripes, that's my man.
Speaking of merch, did the Red Hot Chili Peppers ever sell socks?
They I thought you were going to say sauce. And I was like, yeah, hot sauce. That's a great idea.
We can sell them both. Put some socks around
Flea,
the sauce bottle.
Please, get at us.
Call it sock sauce.
Yeah.
It comes in a sock, like a novelty kind of thing.
And or a teenager.
It sorry. Comes oh, in a gross. Teenager?
No, it comes in a sock, like a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, my there God.
There it is. I'm sorry.
I thought you were.
That's why you get the medium bucks.
Yeah. That's why I get that sweet, sweet quip dollars.
I think you make an interesting point, though, because this song specifically, The Boy's Mind, Brandy and Monica, it feels like this was like the pinnacle, at least in my memory, of like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like every single person, regardless of denomination or belief or musical interest, is like, yeah, 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 we all fuck with this. We all fuck with this. Right?
Jews, this is the Camp David of
Muslims, Mormons,
oh,
evangelical
the fucking Amish
Christians.
Went so hard for this song.
I saw some Seventh-day Adventists just coming up to doors Stopping. And being like, hit it.
Yeah,
I feel like this is honestly like a Mormon jam, a fundamentalist yeah. Mormon. Those ladies are fighting over a boy.
That's true.
All right, yeah. You got six sister wives being like, "The boy is mine.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine."
Why
the
wasn't that
mine.
The theme for Big Love?
Oh God,
the boy
you're
is
right.
mine. It should have been a rearrangement of the theme song.
Yes.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
HBO, you fucked up.
Now or, I just
you know
wanted
what? The boy is ours. It would
oh yeah,
the boy is ours.
Now I'm just imagining like a church service where like a bunch of women on risers are performing this, and I'm like, it's kind of beautiful. Yeah.
You need to give it up.
Please don't get your hopes up for the bunch of
No, I'm just, my brain's going elsewhere so that no matter what it is, I am surprised.
Perfect. Surprise is all I'm going
for. Could the four of us somehow harmonize over that?
The song?
Well, the boy, right now, I'm
our
saying.
Our choral arrangement.
Could we sure. do a could we Someone quickly
start.
Do a
okay.
choral arrangement?
Naomi, you start.
I'll go low and hopefully okay. we can like,
Wait,
I don't know.
Let me go low because that's where my register
okay.
is.
Oh, okay. Andy, you start.
The boy is, I'll do this. The
Wait,
boy is
sing?
Mine. Like a Gregorian chant. We'll just say the boy is.
Okay.
And then, we're talking.
And then you guys do
okay.
notes
yeah,
over
yeah, yeah.
it.
Let me see. Okay, go ahead.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine.
Wow.
This week, I'll see you guys.
Oh. Damn, you didn't think you were getting two punch-ups before we even discussed the song.
We haven't even got to because so, you're ruining the plan.
No, I know what the plan is, but I just really wanted to harmonize. It felt good.
No, yeah.
No, sometimes
it did.
You just got to get out of your system. I get it.
It feels like we're the Red Hot Chili Peppers now.
Can I please be Flea? No, actually, can I be the hot drummer who's like hot in a weird way?
Chad
Smith? Is that his
That's
name?
That's his name.
Yeah.
The long-haired one.
I hate that I know all their names, but yes, you can be Chad.
Thank you. Okay, so a couple things about this song. It's not in our heads that it was so popular. It spent 13 weeks at number one.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not fact check this, but supposedly all time number one female duet in U.S. chart history.
I believe it.
I think that could still be
I
true.
I believe it. They made it. Well, right. Since now, I don't know, but don't
Telephone?
You think?
Telephone. Sorry.
Oh,
very interesting. You bring that up. Written by the same guys.
Oh, Dark Child.
And yep. his brother, Fred Jurgens the third, and LaShawn Daniels. And then
Medium
word is
child.
Out on, oh, I'm going to fuck up this name. Hafe Tejeda. J-A-P-H-E.
Was it so all of those guys wrote
they
and
wrote,
Brandy. It was like five of them
yes.
writing this
oh,
one.
Yes.
Anyway.
Monica yeah. was not involved in the writing. They also did those, I think those three guys, maybe just two of those guys, also did It's Not Right, But It's Okay by Whitney
yeah.
Houston. Mm-hmm. They also did Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
had
Damn.
Some serious hits.
Yeah.
They were the hit makers.
Are there any black women writing music for black women?
Now?
Well, I think
Ever?
Beyonce
then.
Probably.
Too proud of a question.
What do you? I mean, outside of like indie rock and you know where people write the music for themselves, I'm saying,
are there any like
these,
known
any, like,
songwriters that are black women? Very few that I know of,
yeah.
but I'm not that well informed.
Right. There, I mean, there are, but I also think that especially with like the R&B and pop singers, right? if you notice, right, it's like five of them, Brandy's name is yeah. on it. Like, the goal when you're that pop star, right, like, you want to get your name on it because it's all about them royalties.
Yes. Yeah.
So you only got to come up with one sentence.
One line.
Yeah, half a hook, your name on it.
I right. believe in England, you if you're money. In the room, you split writing credit.
You're in the room? Well, I'm just going to sit places.
Yeah. No, they're very strict about it. You got to get the fuck out of the room.
You're going to be hiding under couch like, I was here. Give me the credit.
You pop up. You're at Abbey Road Studios. You just pop up from behind the couch. Or like Danny DeVito in that one episode of It's Always Sunny where he comes out from inside the couch.
Yeah. And be like, give me my check, bitch.
I also imagine there's got to be like some children just running around a studio who pop in and out. It's like, well, they got to be on the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
See, that's why I told you he didn't need to sit close to the bike. He just screamed Blue Ivy like he wanted
to
work.
No, but we all do, though.
Yeah.
The power of Blue Ivy is palpable.
You scream it to the heavens so she can hear.
You try to say Blue Ivy in a normal register, Naomi.
You just did.
See?
Okay, the other thing that's so insane, and I don't want to like stir the pot, but I have to mention.
You must.
This song was the lead single from both singers. Albums, which is very curious to me because this was originally a Brandy song.
Right.
By herself. Mm. Do you have that version?
I sure do.
Oh, wow, you have that version.
Yeah.
This is like a studio version of just Brandy.
It's like more beautiful to me because it feels like it's more stripped away. Like it is just like a harpist and maybe a guitarist on stage.
Feels like I'm at a bar mitzvah cocktail hour.
Ooh.
Or like a kind of mid-range hotel reception.
It's definitely, there's someone with a suit that's checking in no matter where you are.
The introduction is way too long.
It's so long.
But then isn't it funny they thought they were like, okay, if we do it with two people, we'll start with them talking for a long time.
Yeah.
That's how they filled it in.
Yeah.
It needs Monica. I think it needs her.
I think it does too, but I like this instrumentation better.
Also, man. She just sang both the verses back and forth too. They're all just from one
the
perspective.
The entire song?
Okay. One perspective. It's just like, no, no, you're wrong. Not yours, but mine. Not yours, but mine. Not yours, but mine.
That makes far more sense than in my head, which was her doing two voices.
I wish that it was like, what's that one song? What's Your Man Got to Do with Me?
I Got a Man.
Yeah, or I Got a Man.
Yeah.
He's doing both voices. It's him pitching, What's Your Man Got to Do with Me? It's like, why are you doing that?
Like, Brandy could pull it off, though. Her voice is so distinctively Brandy.
Yeah.
But it's also like, Brandy, like, has a narrow range.
Yeah.
And so I think the things you write, like, it's smooth in that range. But I also, like, yeah. wonder, like, I've never seen her live. And
like,
I feel
like, sing, sing.
I also yeah. feel like, if you don't mix her right,
yeah.
you lose her entirely.
Well, I'm curious about her volume know? As well.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Which is why what you get from Monica is a little Ooh. More oomph behind
She gets
it.
the bass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also just, like, she's for sure awake, you know? Brandy sometimes like she's sleeping.
She's like, dreamy.
Half out.
She's dreamy.
Yeah.
I will give her props for her cover of Phil Collins, Another Day in Paradise with Ray J.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh,
that moved
God.
Me deeply as a
I
child.
I hate to admit this, but the most I know Brandy is as the star of Moesha.
Yeah, she was
oh, and Cinderella.
And Cinderella.
She was iconic for that too.
Yeah, but I'm just like,
but you don't know her
I'm
joints. Like I love like all of Brandy's joints. Like I loved because again, she came out like I was a tween teen, yeah. and so she was representing me with the fucking box braids,
yeah.
and the denim vest.
Wait, you had braids?
Huh?
Her braids were her whole
thing.
Oh.
No, Naomi.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I had braids, Andrew. That's what I used to do. But now, you know, I'm in too deep with this relaxer. Let's not get into it. I can't
Wait,
go back.
Can I ask a quick question?
No, this yes. is about your hair journey now. Sorry. Yeah.
Hair stories. That's what this podcast is. Is that harp real?
I think maybe.
Or is that a keyboard?
I could believe either way.
Yeah, I could too.
If it's keyboard, it's like really well produced, but it also just feels like it's too... like strident to be a harp. Like I'm
strident.
Like that's fucking perfect.
Strident we should use more when describing music. It's
oh,
actually
yeah.
the perfect adjective.
Yeah, it's like a trident, but there's a tss at the top of yeah. it.
It felt a little too like Satie for a moment. There was like a it
yeah.
just I don't
yeah.
know. There's
very
something
classical.
About it.
Also what's interesting is that apparently Brandy I don't know what to believe. There's a lot of misinformation.
I'll tell you the facts.
Okay. Brandy supposedly reached out to Monica because the media was kind of pitting them against each
well,
other.
Well, this is correct. Okay, this is what I remember from my Ooh. Youth. I feel like y'all are like younger.
I'm too young to know.
Yeah.
14 here.
Yeah, I believe it.
Thank you.
Such hope in your eyes.
I was only 10 when this came out.
Wow.
Hardly remember.
To be young. To
yeah,
be young
you guys, your hearts are not full of hate like ours are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
No, they are, but it's just
there.
Like different hate.
Yeah,
you know?
Self-hatred.
Like Gen
mostly.
Z.
No, we've got self-hatred. We've got hatred directed outwards. We got every Stars and Stripes kind of hate
y'all
you
got
could want.
Plus.
Okay, wait, what? So they actually, they okay. had a rivalry or it was all bullshit?
It was the things like the media, again, because they came out at the same time. Uh-huh. And the same thing they did, you know, I think they did the same thing with like Jessica Simpson, Britney, Christina Aguilera, yeah. right? Like, when they all kind of come at the same time, like Brandy and Monica, where it was like, who's better, Brandy or Monica? Like, you couldn't talk about one without comparing them to the other, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like, so then it was like, I think initially they were like, you know what? Let's both play on the rivalry, but also prove that we don't have beef by doing this song together.
Yeah.
But,
you know?
Then they both put it on their albums, which supposedly did cause beef.
Especially because Monica named her album The Boy Is Mine.
Right. Oh, shit.
She named her album.
Which one sold better?
I don't know. I think the single was from both of them, but then it was on their albums as well. This is very confusing to talk about music now pre-digital. I hardly remember buying singles anymore.
I also wonder how the, like, the money split of that was, if they're like both releasing it on their albums and then releasing the singles.
Monica got none of that writing credit money, and that's where the real money is.
Exactly. So it's just on what album sold.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and even then, she's still getting songwriting credit money from the sales on Monica's album. Yeah. So Brandy got what she deserved, which then even makes it more confusing.
Guys, I'm not checking my email, just so you know. I'm looking up which one is.
Okay.
I was just thinking that man's probably checking his email right now.
In 2018, I watched the video. This is true. At Essence Fest, Brandy sang this by herself, which of course, but she changed the words to "The Song Is Mine."
Oh shit.
Yeah.
It's too late to be doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Wow, that is Petty LaBelle, Petty LuPone.
Right?
You know, that's real.
This song's 20 years old. Who cares?
Yeah.
Move on. It is fucking insane to me, man.
Does it feel like she might be thinking, like, well, this is like the kind of, it's still a thing in her mind because maybe she's like, well, this is the
biggest
thing.
She probably just insecure about it. She probably was like, that was my song and everyone thinks it's both of our songs and it's fucking my song.
Well, because also it was, I know it was interesting too. This song won a Grammy
for
best R&B duo or group, even though technically they're not a duo. They just like did a song
together. They should have been though.
But apparently, but they didn't really.
They didn't know each other.
And also, I think they didn't actually get along, right? For a song that was like, we're going to squash our beef.
Which also ironic that the whole subject is how much they don't like each other.
Right. I know. They're like, okay, we're going to prove that we get along by doing a song about how we hate each other.
Yeah.
It's a joke. And also, great segue into the music video, which is very, I mean, iconic moment. I've seen this video so many times. But it's very confusing because at the end, the love interest, of course, Mekhi Phifer, in his prime, they open the door to trick him because they're both there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, haha, we caught on to you, man. You lost both of us. But in the song's lyrics, that's absolutely not reflected.
It feels like in the time between writing the song and the video, they were like, we probably should address this.
Right. Well, because we're saying, like, the big punch up Andy and I were talking about is like, this is a song that you wouldn't do now that we care about feminism.
Yeah.
Right! Yeah.
Well, the 90s were full of anti-feminist songs.
Yeah, I we ate that shit up.
Yeah.
Outside of Riot Girl. It was all people battling over each other.
Right.
Ladies battling over men. Men battling over ladies.
Ladies just saying.
That's about it.
That's it. Those are the two people, two groups battling.
The millennials were like, no more fighting.
Yeah, they're like, please
we're
don't
so
fight
tired.
Over men. Which is why I think like the ending of that video, they were like, okay, let's subvert this in some way.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? They were like, make them both there. Yeah. That'll be the twist.
Yeah.
Oh, and their bedrooms, one was all blue, one was all purple.
They were giving you a lot of like TLC creep reel.
Yeah.
Silk pajamas were the 90s. That is 90s decadence.
Yeah.
I think it's still decadence today, though.
I still want to, I want to go to bed in a puddle of lotion.
That's when you know you've made it. Yeah. When you have shit you only wear at home that's still nice.
Right. People, things that no one ever sees.
And you didn't get it so you could kind of pull it off with jeans, you know? Like, it really stays at home.
Yeah. No, this is for watching Grand Designs.
Oh my God, Demi, stop looking right into my heart.
Yeah.
I feel too seen.
Fun fact, the guy who directed this video also directs like all of Taylor Swift's videos now.
Really?
Yeah, Joseph Kahn.
Wow.
So
he's still
iconic.
Out there.
20 years
he's
later.
He's still out there. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's doing it. Prolific. Andy, did you get the information we need?
So Brandy's album debuted number 8 on the Billboard charts.
Uh-huh.
And, no, sorry, Monica's.
Mm.
Monica and number 8.
Monica number 8. And drum roll for...
Oh, no.
It's 10 minutes till he gets it.
I know.
Here, let's go to an ad break.
Number 3. And Brandy's debuted number 3 on the Billboard charts.
Oh, my God. I really... Like, I desperately want to see the season of Ryan Murphy's Feud that's just about this song. I feel like there's just so much... There's a performance of them at, like, I think the MTV Movie Awards.
I think it might have been the only time they performed together.
They only did, like, once or twice.
Yeah,
that's why you know they didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
That's the season finale right there.
Oh. What happened to Monica then?
Monica had Angel of Mine, which slapped so hard.
I
fantasized about kissing that song so many times.
Because Brandy goes off into TV, right?
Yeah. And then having a brother that did a sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's
and didn't Monica go, didn't Monica like, did she go into gospel or am I making that up?
I think she came from gospel.
Right, but then once the pop kind of died down, was she like, okay, I'm going to go underground for a few years and then come back for Jesus?
Like a ghost that then fades back into the ground. Like Slimer. We all know Slimer.
Right.
Monica pulled a classic Slimer.
Ashes to ashes, dust to Slimer.
With all that said, should we get into the song?
Actually, let's take a quick ad break and then get into the song.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, now let's get into the song. By the way, I do have the acapellas for all of this.
Fucking thank God. You.
So if thank at any point you. We're like, let's hear those harmonies or something.
Am I allowed to sing along?
Oh,
I have to let
of
you
course.
Know that I can't stop myself.
You
I
must.
Will say that like maybe you should sing instead of us playing most of this then.
No, I love it.
But we'll start at the beginning, which of course is...
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine, the boy is mine, the boy is mine.
Yes!
Why did they...
Yes!
Why is that how
you
they start
this? You have to understand, there was a cultural moment right before 2000 where like... For some reason, like, robot future stuff was very oh, yeah. fucking cool.
Yeah.
And that sound, it was like, we really, like, made the way for the Matrix.
Yeah.
It was Y2K.
They exactly. Were,
that yeah. was a computer powering down.
Yeah.
It was presaging Y2K.
Yeah.
Right. It was inspirational.
Saying, yes.
Like,
yeah.
you can take these robots down,
yeah.
and then right. you can go back to fighting about boys.
Yes. yes.
Terminator was in all of our minds.
Yeah. Right.
Judgment Day.
It was right. just such a cool aesthetic for some reason. We're all like, yeah. space stuff that's on Earth.
Yeah.
Tight. Oh.
This is their version of cyberpunk.
Yeah,
okay.
It was.
I get
exactly.
it now.
Exactly. Steampunk.
This is proto Blade Runner. Great. Okay. Well, then it goes into...
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine.
And then a harp?
Oh, yeah.
Space and harps?
As though it's from the mind of the robot.
God, yeah. Imagine this is at the end of 2001 in
but
that white room.
Ooh, okay.
Or Prometheus.
Now I would love to see someone set footage from 2001 to this song.
Get on it, listeners.
The boy is mine.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you?
Hi, so I have a question. I'd like to have a talk with you about this guy. This is like the longest singing interlude, prelude.
You know his name.
It's such a, it, like, the conversation just doesn't, like, it's there's so many turns in it where you're like, what's going on here?
Right.
Did they have to fill a certain amount of minutes?
That they could,
they might
that they couldn't cut down.
They might have.
But see, that's like, the whole thing, though. The radio version is literally the exact same song without them talking for a full minute before.
But I'm saying, like, to qualify for a Grammy.
Or, like, press it on a single. I don't know. It's strangely so long at the beginning.
Yeah, there's no need for it whatsoever.
Also, the conversation doesn't clarify anything. Because my big questions, even just reading the title, are they in a relationship already and he's cheating?
Exactly.
Or are they both pursuing a new person?
Well, also, I mean, even the lyrics don't give you more because it's also like, where did you see me with the boy who is allegedly yours?
Right.
And
how did you figure it out?
Already know. Like,
exactly. Because
it seems like they don't know each other.
We
and
both
then immediately
know.
They're like, actually, we do know each other.
Exactly.
Because what they say is, excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute? And then, sure. You know, you look kind of familiar. Yeah, you do too. But I just want to know, do you know somebody named?
You know his name.
You know his name.
Why don't they give him a name?
Because they were just like, we don't want to accidentally say someone's name. And
were they worried they'd get sued? Like, maybe. You know, if you actually, if you put like a real
just
address.
First name? A first name?
I don't
think
I know.
It look, you say
they could have said James.
They might have dated, there might be like some dating crossover where it's like, whoever we give the song to, they might have dated a James.
Or maybe they chose a bad name and then the producer's like, this isn't going to do it. So they just cut it out.
All Jameses join a class action suit against them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've ruined me. Now everyone thinks I've been dating both of you at the same time.
Oh, what a bummer.
And I'm a cad.
Then it goes on to, oh yeah, I definitely know his name. Well, I just want you to let you know that he's mine. No, he's mine.
It's so funny.
It's strange.
Like a terrible musical.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they were both kind of using this, being like, okay, you know what? I'd love to move into acting. Why don't we do like a little scenelet beforehand?
Like a little skit.
Yeah, to show a skit for range.
Mm-hmm. And so a skit for range.
I can do both parts. No, we'll get Monica. Okay, but I can do both.
Anytime you hear someone say a skit for range, you know they do not know what they're talking about.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to showcase it.
Also, Brandy, like, I mean, I guess I haven't revisited her acting work, so maybe she was always terrible, but I recall her being, like, decent, and that performance was not good.
I know.
His name. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the hard part, right? Trying to do a skit and stay in the key. Right? Like, they have to, like, stay in the...
They're talking!
Is that what's happening?
Excuse
sounds
me,
like,
can I please talk to you for a minute?
You know his name.
You can know? Someone like, auto-tune, like, a Mr. Show sketch?
Oh, auto-tune, like, the intro?
Yeah, so, and then put it in, just make that's it what, so that it's, so, or your favorite sketch show, whatever it is.
Sure.
And then put it into this.
Leave a variety.
Yeah. And then put it into this instead of their little back and forth.
Or, I don't know, we just start the fucking song. We don't need an intro! We just fucking screw the intro!
I do feel like there were so many songs in the late 90s that had, like, they were like, we gotta have a talking monologue, like, when Britney always did her, like, behind the radio, like, but I thought the old lady dropped in the sea at the end. Yeah.
I know. I don't know what that was about. Like, they were like, let's bring them into the world of the song.
Yeah.
I did There's like no need it. For it. I did like it. I'm a fan of unnecessary theatrics.
Oh, I hate skits. Like, I will say, like, any kind of talking, and I feel like it really reached a crescendo with one of my favorite albums, do not get me wrong, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Between every goddamn song was a conversation with some school children.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't need this.
It felt like Lauryn Hill needed it, though.
She did. She was like, I'm going to try to create a thematic, you know, moment.
Education.
And I was like,
children.
No. But I think that's like where we reached the top of like skit talks.
That was
in
the same
songs.
Year. 98.
It was also 98.
Yeah.
Ugh, we had to stop.
Is this, are they getting this from like hip hop albums that are doing sketches in between?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Songs? Art
Maybe.
Was just too new. People didn't know what it was yet.
I'm going to be real though. I do
the
sort
Jerky
of.
The Jerky Boys. I don't know.
Yeah.
What is
they it? Were very much into that. I do sort of miss the skits now. It's like, you never know what you got till it's gone. Because I listen to these and I'm like, okay, stop it. We don't have time. But now I'm also just like, would really love if like, I don't know, just fucking Denzel Curry dropped like just some talking in between the raps. Just something. I don't know.
They're
feels
all going
to
laugh at you. Were they, did Adam Sandler's albums come out around then?
Maybe.
Probably.
Well, he was late
90s. I honestly
90s.
Didn't know he had albums until you just said that. So. I don't know.
Around the time he was on SNL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the mid-90s.
Who can say? It's all just a blur.
You were not old enough.
That's why it's a blur. I feel like it's too slow.
It is.
How many BPMs would you budget up?
Got at least 10.
Really?
You need to. I want to see that people can like sort of groove to it, but also if someone just really wants to get into it, they can.
Yeah.
I got to come clean. My opinions about this song changed during the punch up.
Yeah?
Really? I went into it being like, this song slaps. This song was so iconic. This was like my favorite song for years as a kid. And then after like trying to really analyze and break it down, I'm like, this song's so boring and so slow and so long.
Yeah, it's like a little, like, I think there's actually, I have a problem with the chorus being up top.
Yeah.
I do too.
I want you to get right into the back and forth, the tete-a-tete.
Yeah.
If you will.
The narrative.
And then, no, honey, they start with too much narrative up top. I have to get into the vocals. I also, again, I know it was Brandy's song, but I also think there would be a little more, you might get a little more punch if you to start it with Monica.
Mm.
I would agree.
In terms of
it's because that sleepy thing.
Exactly. Those vocals that grab you, and then you can have Brandy coming in here like, he's mine and I care. You know, that's basically what she's saying. He's mine and I care.
You know, it's killing you inside.
Is that all Monica?
That's Brandy.
Oh.
Well, that's for sure
Monica's
Brandy.
Giving you some feels.
Soul. Yeah. I just, again, like, I know her as Moesha, so I'm just like, these are both the same people.
Anytime you, like, it sounds kind of like a sleepy baby, that's Brandy.
Oh, okay.
Like a pretty sleepy baby, though.
Like a very sexy
Brandy
baby.
Sounds pretty in her voice. You know she's pretty because of what she sounds.
So she says, you need to give it up. Had about enough. It's not hard to see. The boy is mine. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused. He belongs to me. The boy is mine.
Well, is it, maybe that's why, you know, that's part of, I think that's a big part of why it's, like, too slow. It's because I don't like the way it's, like, the sentences are half.
Oh my
whatever
God.
The rhythm is, the sentences kind of come at halfway. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused. Like, I don't know what the alternative is. Like, if you could just put those together instead of putting that pause in between,
right.
It would have a little more.
Don't break up the line for
thank
a rhyme.
Thank you very
yes.
much.
Like an extra, I'm sorry that you kind of seem to like make it
good. Guys, if that bothers you, these verses are going to be very hard.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
It's so passive aggressive.
I'm sorry that you seem to be confused.
Excuse me, but maybe you're a little weird in the head.
Any good apology starts with, I'm sorry that you.
Yeah. I'm sorry you feel this way.
I'm sorry you were offended.
Right.
Okay, girl. Sure, sure, sure. I believe you. I always thought the main melody line there was that, I've had about enough, but it's actually going back down.
Yeah.
I've had about enough. The background vocal is the one that's going high there.
That's Brandy.
I didn't realize that.
She's really giving you that up top.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
She
lives up there.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It is pretty.
It feels like Brandy's sitting in the background of this song so much that I'm like, maybe that's why she's like, no, the song is mine.
Right.
But also this, like we were saying before, doesn't clarify where they are in this relationship.
You. Exactly.
Does it ever?
Are they both delusional, by the way?
The boy's neither?
Yeah.
Well, of course not. The boy belongs to no one because he's flitting about town.
Right.
You know, in the video, you discover they live next door to each other. So you also have to wonder... How brazen, how bold is he? Is he dating everyone in the building?
Yeah, what if he's just knocking door, like going down the hallway, knocking on doors, seeing who will date him?
Right.
Well, but if it was Mekhi Phifer, I think everyone in the building.
They would agree to it.
At least.
But is it also just like he just hangs around this one area of town? It's just kind of like, I hope I can get it in here. And then it's just like, or even just that he's just walking down the hallway and he's like not dating either of them. But they're like, we saw him at the same time. We both called dibs. Who's getting him?
I'm trying to even imagine two timing before cell phones and... It's a mystery to me.
I feel like it's easy. It was easier, or meaning harder to get caught.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So how would they have seen each other? They would have had to physically run into each other in public.
They live next door.
In the video, though.
Exit one person's door and then go to the next person's door.
Well, that's why they made the video, so that you could see.
So that you need the video as a companion piece to understand the scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
It's like Lemonade.
Oh.
I don't know that you mean... Okay.
I think that's a great comparison. This song is the Lemonade of its era. Wait, so in the video, is he like coming out? Or you said it's a reveal at the end.
It's a reveal at the end.
Okay, so you don't see him going between the apartments.
Right, but they live next... Right, and the idea is in the video, like, I think it's like Brandy's remote controls Monica's TV. Yeah. Like, they're like wall to wall.
Yeah.
That classic mishap.
Classic.
She's trying to watch Jerry Springer, and then Monica's trying to watch some like old black and white movie.
Yeah.
So that's how close they live to each other. So to share a boy and share a wall.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's got to be one or the other. One's got to move and then they can split him.
Yes.
But until that day.
I get the lower half.
It's a ring king or a King Solomon dilemma.
Space.
Yeah, it's so. Bam, bam, bam. I would not be surprised if we learned that Flea was on this song. Like, it's just so of its own.
But it's so 90s R&B where it's not slow, it's not fast.
Yeah.
There's like a general groove theory happening. Groove theory, also the name of a group from the 90s.
Oof.
But it was about it was a groove.
Yeah.
There was a groove. Perhaps it was in the heart. But it is that kind
how
of
many
steady.
Songs?
You're gonna bring in. But it's like that kind of like, you know what I mean? As you said, it's like, it should be a little faster.
Yeah.
But that's not where we live in 90s R&B.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be able to dance to it. But I do want to be able to feel it.
But you're not feeling this?
No, I'm saying that's where this lives.
Yeah.
I do feel it, but I cannot dance to it.
Yes.
Just right
yes.
on the precipice of danceable.
Well, like, Andy, when they played this at all your middle school dances, like, would kids bop?
Yeah, but it was, like, too libidinal for me. I was too ashamed to dance like that.
Right. It would have required hip work.
Right.
You could have done air bass the whole time. Bow, bow, bow.
No, look, I was in the middle of trying to find out what my identity was.
Right.
And I found Nirvana, and I'm like, this is me. The grip on what my identity is so tenuous.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't possibly start expanding it to other genres.
So you're saying you had a brief identity crisis in middle school?
Oh, girl.
Couldn't be me.
You called her girl. I love how I indicate you.
Couldn't be any all of us,
way,
huh?
All the way through liking ska, I think, was my identity crisis.
So that was your breaking point. You're like, nah, I need to get away from this.
It
was,
too many trumpets.
Yeah.
It was putting on a suit and skanking in public that was finally...
Skanking!
You're like, I don't need these Converse that much.
That was the...
I don't like who I've become.
The psychotic break with who I was.
Yeah.
And then the new me emerged out like a moth.
Yeah.
Emerging out of a two-tone cocoon.
Okay, so what did you say?
Think it's time we got this straight. Sit and talk face to face.
Okay, so it starts nice.
There's no way you could mistake him for your man. Are you insane?
Okay, exactly. That escalates quickly.
Yeah.
I think we should just sit down and have a conversation and see what happened. And by the way, you're fucking insane.
Yeah.
If anyone likes to be told they're insane, I think it's women.
By other women.
Yeah.
Yes.
Think it's the sit and talk face to face. Is that like, okay, so is this Brandy we're starting with?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this Brandy going to her dorm and be like, hey, so I feel like we should sit down and talk about this. Like, do you want to? I'd love some tea. Yeah, that's great. So anyway, it's just that.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, it's just that you're fucking crazy and I need you to back off my man.
Yeah. Also, again, is it her man? We don't know.
Monica's not going to take it lying down. I'll tell
hey,
you that much.
No.
You schizophrenic skank. Why don't you pick up your.
If
what
they,
are you going to say
if they call this, this song would have been so hot if it was called Schizo Skank.
Ooh, it would have.
Schizo
and it would have been okay in the 90s because we didn't know about mental health yet.
I think Schizo Skank would be the ska version of this, though.
Pick it up. Yourself. Get out of here.
The boy is mine.
There would be a chugging guitar in the background because it was these were the years of ska punk.
Yeah.
Ska core. The devil. And more.
Don't you dare. Bring Scott into this conversation. We got company.
Right. Please, keep that at home.
So now we're going to go to Monica's rebuttal.
Yes.
This is actually like a debate team.
Yeah, point, counterpoint.
Yeah.
And there will only be, don't worry, two chords for the entirety of this
song.
Well, actually,
back and forth, the entire song.
Is this still Brandy?
No, that's Monica.
Okay, this is Monica. Definitely more into the Monica.
I know.
Wait, was that you on the?
Yes,
I legitimately was like, oh, I didn't realize that they had a like. They both say it. Never mind.
I
too
got
good.
Involved.
Yeah,
because she says, "Well, you can do the lyrics."
But I see that. But see, I know that you may be just a bit jealous of me. But you're blind if you can't see that his love is all in me.
Like his Ooh. Love is all in me. Is
that a metaphor?
Sure, well, it's music.
Come. What would it be better for?
Yeah. Yeah, spunk.
Okay, yeah.
Schizo skank spunk. I'm just like, all right, just racking up the
spunky schizo skank.
That sounds like a Devo song.
Spunky schizo skank. All right, wait. So, yeah, the love is all in me part you were saying.
I just think it's like, you know, it's, again, what you have are these two people who are basically having a conversation where they're not hearing what the other person is saying.
Mm, yeah. So not a conversation.
It's not a conversation. It's a series of monologues at each other.
Yes.
You know, Brandy comes in here and is like, are you insane? And then Monica's like, you're jealous. His love is all in me. And you're just like, wait. You have, like, there's
talk
a denial.
To
talk to each other, not at each other.
You sound like me in every fight I've ever had. Please listen.
So they really need a couples therapist, is what you're saying.
That is what they need.
Perfect segue.
Oh, I would have loved to have them on our podcast.
Oh,
Brandy and Monica, what's going on?
This is the kind of person, like, when this couple goes to therapy, the therapist is like, so I think we need to listen to each other.
It's just like, I think we need to think about not being together anymore.
I would hate to be a therapist if only to have to politely be like, can you not see that your problem is so fucking obvious? This is exhausting to me. I went to school for 8 fucking years. It's fine.
I do love that she comes at it with, it's like, it's not about how she feels about him or that it's like that she owns him. It's like, well, it's just that, I feel bad for you because he loves me so much.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's so cheap.
I think in terms of burn off, I think Monica won that one. I'd give 1 point, Monica.
Yeah.
I think he might be jealous of me, and I don't know how you can't see that he actually super loves me.
He loves me.
That's way
everything.
More threatening than being like, you're insane.
Have you guys ever fought over someone?
Demi
no.
and I? No.
No, not you.
Any other in your respective, in your lives.
In general.
No, honestly.
Yeah.
Go on, Miel.
No, in like, you know, high school, middle school, for sure. I had a situation for many years where my closest friend, Noelle, which did not help that our names rhymed.
Yeah.
What the Noelle?
Noelle and Miel. We're fine now. Noelle's chill. She's like a tight-ass weightlifter on Instagram now. But anyways.
She's training to get that boy.
She already got him. She has a kid.
Oof.
Anyways, every single guy I was chasing her. And got to know me to try to get closer to her. But I couldn't read that until I, like, you know, went for it. And they were like, oh, I like Noelle. And I was like, cool. Why am I starting to hate my own friends?
Yes.
This is not how this is supposed to go.
I had a friend who was like that a little bit in college where, like, anybody I was, like, into, they would like her. Or at one point, too, there's like a guy who I had seen. And then when we stopped talking, she came in there.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what? You are truly toxic.
Yeah.
And so we do not interact.
How big was your hometown, though?
big enough? It was college.
Oh, so way big enough college. That she could have found somebody else.
Yeah, it was also just, and it was just like one of those things. But then it's like also reality too. It was like, oh, because we're very different people. So it's like, if you like her, it's like, okay, go ahead, go on your
journey. We never actually got each other.
It's like, goodbye, goodbye.
That happened to me many times, but only because my hometown was so small. It was just sexual musical chairs.
Wow.
Literally, my ex was all my friend's exes too. And then you'd have to be like, and now it's Stephanie's turn. Yeah, go for it.
Oh,
that would kill me. That would truly devastate me, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have damage. Should we move on?
Hate the way they're this is just the worst, like,
these are terrible lyrics.
Expansion of this is so fucking crazy.
Rodgers and Hammerstein are turning in their graves right now.
Said without me he couldn't make it through the it feels like one of them is reading this for the first time. I don't believe that Brandy wrote this song.
It's just a cold reading, like, yeah. They came into the studio and they just got handed the lyric sheet.
She wrote the melody and they're like, cool, you can have that, but we wrote lyrics. It's like, okay, one take though.
They just couldn't make the sentences short enough.
No.
So it's just two sentences for four lines.
Right.
Both times. What is it?
All the time.
Every time.
See, I tried to hesitate. I didn't want to say what he told me. He said without me, he couldn't make it through the day. Ain't that a shame?
Shame didn't even rhyme with anything.
No. Well, I guess it's like make.
Yeah.
Let me couldn't
it's a
make.
Near rhyme, an internal rhyme, if you will.
Slant rhyme.
Maybe I don't think she was trying to hesitate.
Right. But because honestly, when you start off with you're insane, anything after that is just, you know,
de-escalation.
Mm-hmm. Like, exactly. She's like, I tried to hesitate, but
man, I came out the gate with my softest stuff, which was calling you a mental patient. Right. But now I'm trying to just tell you the hard truth, which is that he told me that he likes seeing me every day.
Right.
Well, also, that's not good. Like, she's like, hey, just so you know, he's actually codependent with me. So
well, it's also like, everything you're saying about him is just literally what fuckboys would say.
Yes! Sure.
It's like a series of lies. Like, well, he told me he couldn't make it through the day without me. And it's like, no one says that.
That's not
unless
true
unless they're covering
ever.
Up lies.
Yeah. Or, like, genuinely unstable.
That's a response to, like, why don't I see you enough? And it's like, well, I can't make it through the day without you, baby. You know
but,
that.
But I have to sometimes.
Yeah.
She's like, well.
She's definitely cutting off the second half of that sentence. Through the day, ain't that a shame? Is it a shame?
Oh, the fucking petty.
It's a shame for you.
What would you rhyme with it otherwise? Make, right? Is that the word?
Through the day and that ain't fake.
Tate. Day. Make.
Cake.
Tate Museum in London.
Wait, what are you rhyming with?
Hesitate.
Oh, I thought we were talking about make and
shame. They all are the same A rhyme.
Yeah, that's why she's saying everything so soft. Like, right. Make it.
Oh, so she's just like flattening the rest of the words so that sounds kind of the same.
How many notes do you think she sings in this song? It feels like literally...
Like four or five.
Yeah, it feels like so... I was like, I'll say two. You know what I mean?
The second verse, they go off a little more.
Yeah.
The second verse, they're like, okay, now we've established...
The dynamic.
400 times in a row.
The sick dynamic.
Wait, so does Monica not have like any of the runs in this song?
No, she has some in the second.
She's going to come in and give you some runs.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandy. So you're saying Brandy
both,
doesn't
both
have...
Both do... They do a little runoff in the second half.
Oh, then don't they have a lot of notes in this song?
But I still
Here.
Think like... I still think Monica has more... She goes on a bigger journey.
Totally.
And Brandy really kind of stays in... You said a 4-5. A 4-5 note?
Yeah.
Journey.
Brandy's tone is very... I don't know how to describe this without sounding like I'm trying to say she can't sing. She can sing. She has a great voice. It's just very, you know...
She can sing a very specific
slim.
Song.
Brandy's like, involvement in this song entirely is being comfortable.
Right.
She's just kind of like, I'll do the 4-5. I'll do one take.
She's not straining. She's
well,
in there.
Well, I do want to also shout out, I read that Monica redid all her vocals.
Yes, they couldn't
later.
Do it together. They couldn't be together in the room.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was just like The Good Wife.
I was literally going to say it's an Archie Panjaba and the other lady. What's her name?
Margulies.
Yes, right.
Oh my
Joel.
God, you both. Wait, Demi, do you fucks with The Good Wife?
Because I know, what
Andy,
the fuck is The Good Wife?
I have not seen The Good Wife, but I know all about the drama.
Andy loves The Good Wife. Obviously, it's no longer on air, and now
well,
he watches
now I watch the
Good
Fight.
Good Fight. CBS All Access. Shout out. I don't know what I'm
shout
saying.
Shout out to
I am a Baranski stan.
In this house, we do.
I mean, I would come home back in New York. It was like a winter where I would come home, and Andy was like soaking in the tub with the laptop perched, and he's like watching The Good Wife. And I was like, okay, girl,
that was me
yourself.
With Scandal, like through the end of college into just like young, like living out here. I was like, yeah, this is good.
This is how you treat yourself. You get a big old glass of red wine. It's like Olivia.
I got stuff to do, but
I don't
the president's
you
in trouble.
At all, Andy. But from what I've learned so far, it's that you had a brief ska moment and you're like, I have to find the real me. And now you're at this place where you're in the bathtub watching The Good Wife.
Yes.
And I'm just so happy for you.
Well, The Good Wife is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones of the CBS lineup, right?
How dare
They've
you?
They've always said that.
No.
Okay.
It's the Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Because they took horns and they made horns acceptable.
Mm.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
I have a moderately funny joke I would love if I could just get out there.
Sure.
I love you, The Good Wife. 2% of the population will get
The Good Wife. I love you. Yes, I do.
Holy shit.
Yes. Only fans of Neutral Milk Hotel and The Good Wife will get this.
Holy shit. Okay, so Demi's the black man I should bring home when my mama starts tripping.
Yes.
Literally.
That is such high praise, and I'm sorry, Andy.
Nigerian Andy is right here.
What if I just start going by Nigerian Andy? And just people are like, what's that mean? I'll be like, I have a story.
This is our, what's it called, the movie with the white man living inside the black lady.
Oh.
Loquisha.
Oh, I thought it was our guest. I thought it was our guest who's coming to dinner. And the reboot with Bernie Mac.
Oh,
thank you. Bless you for that.
What's your joke, Naomi?
What? About guess who's coming to Seder?
Yeah.
No, always when I met your parents the first time. I was like, they say this seat is for Elijah. I don't buy it.
Oh.
You know? They don't want me to sip.
That's fucking great.
So what did she say?
Oh, she mean.
Said, ain't that a shame? He loves me
that's
too.
All we, yeah, we're not even
going to. Give me some more. I know, we're not even.
Okay. I think it's this.
Maybe you misunderstood. Cause I can't see how we could. Wanna change something that is so good.
She slips in "All My Love Was All It Took" at the end there. It's like, yeah, he loves me. And all I had to do was just really, really commit.
I had to give him everything. Yeah. That was it. Times.
Which is what fuckboys want.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I do think Monica, I gotta say, this verse, Monica 2, Brandy 0. Both times,
shit.
Monica grabbed that additional manipulation of making her question herself.
Yeah.
Both times.
Yeah.
She's really coming to the table with, it's not, like, I feel bad for you because it's just that he loves me and trying to make her feel bad. And Brandy's like, no, I'm on the attack. You're crazy. I was hesitating then. I'm going to go harder, but fuck you.
Monica's just on home court here, and Brandy keeps coming at her.
But, like, I think the problem with this song is that I imagine a big part of it, because the other thing, too, I remember it's like they had to re-record it a bunch.
Yeah.
Because I think the issue with the song too is like, of course, again, it's Brandy's song and she invited Monica into the fold, but Monica's coming back with these fire vocals. And so then I can just imagine like whoever's producing it being like, okay, they have to get equal time.
Right.
They have to be like exactly represented, which is why the song is too fucking long. And
also,
they have to repeat themselves to make sure everyone gets a moment in the sun.
Yeah. And I think read that point as well. I think Monica might have gotten the chance to redo her vocals and I don't think Brandy did.
Yeah.
So maybe Brandy would have been a different energy if she had known what she was going to be playing off of.
So you think maybe it was like the vocals from the original song that was just her and then they just slotted Monica in?
Yeah.
Well, what they said was that the first take with Monica, the energy wasn't there enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think hearing Monica now, I'm like, yeah, Monica sounds like she's like the character.
Well, she's by herself. You know what I mean? She's by herself in the studio. She can really let loose.
So I do want to give Brandy a little more credit in case that is true. Because that sucks.
It's true. It's very nice of you.
But lyrically, Monica saying, you know, I see that you're jealous of me and I think that you misunderstood.
Right.
That's a boss move.
I'm so curious how Brandy sings this live now then. Because if she's like putting more oomph into it, then that's definitely what's happening here.
Right.
Just a theory. Just one lonely Brandy Monica stan left in 2019.
That's why I gotta see the just like the story of this entire feud. Like, it's so interesting.
You're so right. That should be Ryan Murphy's next one.
Yeah. Ryan, get on it. Stop this.
If there even is a
story.
Feud. I mean, part of me is like, maybe this is all bullshit marketing.
Well, even if there isn't, like, even if it was created, there eventually became a real feud.
Well,
so it's like, that's
exactly.
where I'm interested.
Because it was like, and that's exactly the story turn, right?
Yeah.
You say, let's do this song together to prove we don't have a feud. Only to come together and realize you do hate each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you know there had to be something wrong. Because how do you have the number one song and only perform it live twice?
Yeah.
You had the number one song for how, like, what, four months, three
weeks?
Months,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it sold millions of copies. You're telling me every channel in the world didn't want to get those two girls on, and they didn't
they
show
turned
up.
It all down.
Come on,
Naomi, this is your
got
pose.
So much money.
This is your. You meet with Ryan Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah, Naomi, I think you should pitch this.
I'm
honestly,
ready.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Who do you think plays Brandy? Who plays Monica?
Oh, Brandy and so, Monica.
That's so good hard point. Now. I would have to be like, right, some young starlet, some
Zendaya.
Young pop.
Mm.
Amanda okay. Stenberg.
I was gonna, yeah.
Get those two, exactly.
Can FKA Twigs act? Because she looks right.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know her vocals, but I imagine she's in the Brandy school of vocals.
She is.
Yeah, like yeah. a little,
looking at her, anyone that looks like. That pretty, I'm like, I think I know what you sound like.
But like, FKA Twigs also looks sleepy.
Yeah, it's a sleepy pretty girl. Yes.
What would season two be?
no, there's no season two.
Nikki of still on the show.
Nikki and Cardi B.
I was gonna say I feel like that the same thing happened to them where it's just like they were like they did Motorsport together and they were like we're not in a feud. I don't know where this is coming from. And then Nikki was all like she didn't bow down. It's like why is that part of it?
Right,
Demi. Why are we friends?
Why aren't we friends?
Yeah,
you are now.
Yeah,
it's happening now. Hello. I feel like it's happening now. I feel like you guys would like share hoodies and like talk about your feelings and stuff.
Yeah, invite me over the next time Jeff Mangum's in town and we can. Hit him up.
Watch The Good Wife together.
Yeah, that too. We'll pregame at your place, and then we'll go to the Neutral Milk Hotel, which is the Ace Hotel. We got to get to the chorus, I think.
Did Brandy give tried. Rise to that? That last one was Brandy, right?
Yeah.
Did she give rise to Spears?
Britney Spears?
Yes.
Spears. I was like, Aries Spears? The were they around the same time by 98? Is Britney Spears in the game?
I think so. I want to say her first album was 97, but I am not a spearsologist.
Spears was around that time.
Because that vocalist sounded
like
Britney.
It just feels like that vocal like leads into, like, that's the precursor that Britney Spears takes.
Well, it's interesting, right? Because to me, it's like, I'm like, does that sound good? Right? Like that is killing inside.
Yeah.
Like it's a touch nasal. Does it get sharp? I don't know.
I think it's on pitch. I do think the tone is a little harsh.
It feels like she's finally kicking into being like, okay, well, I got to give this more oomph. Like, maybe she did hear what Monica had done at this point. It was like, okay, well, let's step it up a bit.
Well, Monica has that low, that husk, though, that you can't really replicate unless you have that type
of
voice.
But I feel like husk is where Brandy lives. She lives in the raspy smooth. You know what I mean? Like,
but not like the, lounge singer rasp. You know what I mean? It is a husk. It is.
But she's tired. Because even though she's like, you know what I mean? She's like, she doesn't even really enunciate the words.
Yeah.
Like they all kind of live in the same place. And again, I'm coming at you, the listener. Please, please, please. Okay. Know that I am a wannabe down stan. I am a sitting up in my room stan. Mm. Okay. Don't think I don't love Brandy. I just think this is a song where for her own song, she is not giving us.
Yes.
The best brand.
She found it in. I agree.
She's sleeping.
I agree.
Sleeping at the mic. Sleeping at the wheel.
When Monica hits that low note, what was her line?
What is she?
And what
at
we just listened to. No, she had her first verse.
Must you do the things you do? You keep on acting like a fool. You need to know it's me, not you. And if you didn't know it, girl, it's true.
And if you didn't know it, girl, you didn't know it.
Maybe Brandy had mono.
We can never discount the fact that they might have had mono.
Right.
I think that's something moving forward we should ascertain in every criticism. Yeah.
Right.
You're right.
Anyone might have had mono.
Were they ill?
I got I want to hear the acapella for this part just because I'm like, I want to hear how they do it without the music.
What you do, the things you do, you keep on acting like a fool. You need to know it's me, not you. And if you didn't know it, the girl is true.
Yeah.
The thing that you should realize and try to understand why
he
is a part of my life. I know it's killing you inside.
It almost sounds better when she does it a cappella.
Yeah.
I can get Brandy. I can get a little bit of that transition. It doesn't feel like someone punched her in the gut to get her to go up there.
It's almost like someone sabotaged her in the mix and was just like, all right, let's keep Brandy a little low so she sounds sleepy.
Yeah, she's got a little more going on.
I think
for
it might be competing with the music. I think the tone of her voice is right in that wheelhouse of that harp and whatever the fuck. This music's not doing them favors.
No.
I don't know, but the music slaps still, but.
Yeah.
I think that. That part where she's like, if you didn't know, it feels so like Whitney to me.
I love that part. That little scoop.
And if you didn't know,
well, it's true.
That might be my favorite. One of my top five. I reserve the right to change this. moments of this song. It's such a little pocket. Right in the pocket. Thank you, Monica.
It's so funny that she says, you need to know it's me, not you, because that feels like it's what you say in a breakup. And if you're saying that, it's like mean. But she's trying to be like, no, it's I'm trying to be nice here. Right. It's me that he loves, not you.
Well, also, keep on acting like a fool.
Yeah.
I love acting like a fool, though. It's such ridiculous. It's like, you acted a fool.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Again,
Monica's coming at you as an auntie.
Yeah, she has the upper hand, I feel like, the whole time.
Yeah.
She's giving you that energy.
Monica's, like, stayed in her same place the whole time, and Brandy's rushing at her from a bunch of different directions.
Right.
Yeah. She's attacking too hard. Monica's just like, I feel like I've already won. I'm just telling
right,
you
right.
what
She's
you
like,
need
these
to
are
know.
Fat.
You're actually embarrassing yourself now. And then what did Brandy say in response?
She says, I think that you should realize and try to understand why he is a part of my life. I know it's killing you inside.
And Monica's like, actually, I'm fine.
He's like, it doesn't kill me. You are annoying. Go away.
Right. Like, that's a desperate move to be like, can you please empathize with my situation?
Right.
And then let me win.
Like, I won't. All right, bring me some
Andy,
more.
Any thoughts?
So this was the late 90s, right?
Yeah.
Did Monica ever write a song to capitalize on the fact that there was a character on the most popular sitcom at the time named Monica?
Ooh.
The Friends?
Yeah.
The Friends crossover?
Was there ever, yes, was there ever, did she ever do a cover of the Rembrandts? Did she
no
ever, was there ever any kind of?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Because a joke you broke, your love life's rearranged. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah. Monica coming through with that vibe. Is that what you wanted?
I know.
That's what the theme song for Girlfriend should have been.
Yes.
Just the same song behind, you know, before Friends came out, but still.
Frasier would never have allowed it.
Oh, that's true. We all were slaves to Frasier at that time.
Well, he was one of the executive producers of Girlfriend.
He was?
Okay, oh my God, are you Demi.
You've been living a lie this whole time.
Okay. Did you not know Frasier fucking Crane was the EP of Girlfriend?
I don't like knowing that.
On
UPN. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Can you?
Because Kelsey Grammer, like, that's critical black culture.
That is critical. And that's like why I'm like, we don't talk about enough that Kelsey Grammer was like, I'm going to back this. He was like, I know this is it. Kelsey, he had his eye on the prize. He's forward thinking.
But
he
now he's like
Mr. Mbop himself?
Conservative.
Yeah, he's trash now, but so there was like, a time.
He was too forward. He actually did a full 180.
Maybe.
I mean,
like to imagine him on the set of Girlfriends just like nodding his head like, I'm sure it's funny. I just don't understand it.
Can't be one of those things where he had absolutely no involvement and just was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, how would anybody, like, it would like kill me that I was like, at the end of every episode, it was like executive producer Kelsey Grammer. And I was like, why haven't we talked about this on BET? Why
are you distracted? We were laughing.
Has he talked about it at all since?
I don't know, but if I ever met him, that would be the first thing I would say.
He probably
didn't get involved in Girlfriends. Nice to meet you.
Why are you racist now?
He probably would just be like, I didn't even remember doing that. I was on so much cocaine in the 90s.
I would ask him if Boss is coming back.
Oh, big Boss head, huh? Is that the one with
huge.
Martin Lawrence?
What's that?
Is that the one with Martin Lawrence?
Boss?
What, there was Boss Baby, and you're thinking about Alec Baldwin.
No. There was a show that I think it is, maybe it's not, but there was a show that Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence did together that I was just like, what a pair.
What?
Yeah.
No, I think that was one of those ones where they did like, they taped 100 episodes in like 5 weeks.
Oh.
And then like anger management with Tiger Face. What's his name?
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tiger Face? I was like, Tiger Woods? Who are you talking about?
Naomi, the proof of our love is that I said those two words, and then you were able to get what I was talking about.
You know what? Somehow, I've gotten on your page over the years. I've come to get it over time.
And then what did Brandy say in response?
She said, past that, she says.
Okay, can I tell you, say the original lyrics, I'm gonna tell you what I thought they were. So say what Monica was saying.
You can say what you want to say, what we have you can't take. From the truth, you can't escape, I can tell the real from the fake.
I used to think at the end she was saying, I talk real from the veins.
What
that means. Yeah. I thought that last line was always, I talk real from the veins.
So I like that
what
better.
What does that even mean?
It's very Ani DiFranco.
What is it even? I know, like, my veins are talking to you.
It's like,
a dark
I'm
song.
Not like, this isn't something I'm just putting on. I'm telling you the truth. It's so true. It's in my blood. Like, I can't lie. You got a Pinocchio thing going on.
That's what I thought. But I'm like, oh, yes, I can tell the real from the fake. That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, if the I don't know. Because she also says Xscape, which I do very much love.
Also a wonderful group from the 90s.
Xscape?
Xscape.
I don't know them.
Boy band?
Girl group. Black girl group. I really want to do a podcast about 90s R&B. It's like all I ever want, because that was like my childhood and all of those songs were romantical.
Yes.
And so when my body was budding, I was using R&B to bring me feelings.
SWV's Weak destroyed my baby heart. I thought I would never learn love like I learned that song. Before I had even been in love.
I feel like as a kid, I ignored so much R&B that it's all just like retroactive being like, oh yeah, that was around when I was young.
Yeah, me too.
I think it was the same thing of being like, well, I can't enjoy it. It's too libidinous. That's gross. That's gross. The show I was thinking of is called Partners.
Partners.
But it was one of those ones where they filmed like 100 to like, to make money on it, they filmed 100 episodes real quick, and then they had 5 seasons ready to go.
Weird.
God, I gotta find Partners on the YouTube.
Who's in it?
Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence. The fuck?
Are they cops?
I don't think so. I think they're business partners.
Is it a law firm?
What's the business?
I don't know. Being
a joke shop.
That makes sense.
Producing shit on UPN.
Wait, they own like a Spencer's? Is that what you're pitching?
Yeah. I'm pitching that they own a Spencer's type
store. Oh, see, now I like that show, and I'm sure that's not what this show is, and I'm already sad.
Show would have been called Fartners.
Oh, there it is.
It was right there the whole time.
Should we take this to the CW?
Yes.
Now that they've swallowed up UPN?
I mean, honestly, the show concepts that have come out of this episode alone, like,
someone
in here is going to make $1 million.
We got shows. We got merch. We got other spinoff podcasts.
TM on all of this shit, by the way. All 4 people in this room own it.
Anyone
Sorry.
Listening to it,
we were
you
in the room. Yeah. We got royalties.
Marissa was not here. She really missed out on this one.
You weren't in the room.
We missed you.
You weren't in the room.
So she's saying that, like, you can say what you want to say, but... like, I'm not telling you a lie. I can tell this better than you can.
Right, of course.
And I have to be honest, as a listener, here's in the song where I start to go, okay, I get it.
Exactly. Okay. It's like very repetitive. It's like, no, no, he's mine. No, no, he's mine.
How many ways can we say it?
Exactly. She can tell the real from the fake.
Essentially, I hope I'm not stepping on the punch up.
Trust me, you're not.
But you, earlier when you brought up Solomon, King Solomon, the wisest of all the Jews.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining this whole time. It's just like a baby in between, and they're pulling on like a tug of war with a baby.
You know what? It's very funny you bring that up, because an early iteration of this punch up, again, I cannot reiterate enough, do not get your hopes up, was 2 witches fighting over a baby sacrifice of a boy.
Then
I realized that's actually very stupid, and I moved away from that.
You made them Wiccans.
Yes, but not before I did record a version.
I like that. I should have played over the end credits of The Witch.
The only thing I could find that was good about it, I was like, man, if any like fucking talent people are listening to this, like, I'm going to get some voiceover work from this. That was it. Not a great sign. Okay, now we go back to it again. Is there really another one, or is there another chorus now?
There's one more verse.
Oh my gosh.
Christ. It's a quick one, though. Okay. Yeah, we are all just like,
it's so long. And it's the same thing over and over.
She's like putting so much work into hitting notes, but just being, it's like slurring together. You know what?
Her phrasing is very fucking strange.
Yeah.
Monica's lines have not suffered the same fate.
The picture and future, that's such a clunky rhyme.
Future and suture, it should have been about a medical scenario.
You need a brain, suture.
I like that. Wait, what's the rhyme again?
When will you get the picture? You're the past, I'm the future.
Yeah, picture and future.
You like it?
It feels so weird to me.
You like it, Andy?
I just need the listeners to know, Andy said, yeah, and then just turned and was like, right?
And I'm like, honestly, defend
your thesis. Well, because I panicked. There was a moment of panic that when you said suture,
then
I'm like, shit, did I miss here?
No,
and
no,
it really
no.
was future and suture, which then invalidates the thing I was about to say,
but
which is
don't.
I like picture and future. Very Steve Malkmus, is very... very pavement.
You love the art of it all.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God.
I feel like it's weird to me that she's just rhyming like half of the word.
Yeah.
That's where I'm why are you? And it's also the way she's like, you're the past, I'm the future. It's just like so much.
I'm the future.
So much.
Yeah. It's like taking a breath between every syllable is what's happening in the song.
Yeah.
It's a breath.
Like very first draft.
Yes.
It does. Especially Getaway, It's My Time to Shine. I don't think that's like a
don't you
compelling
shine?
Argument when you're trying to convince another woman to not date your man.
He's mine. It's my time to shine with him.
You've presumably had your time, I guess, even though I met you one hour ago.
She's a big evenings. Fan. You know this. She's a what fan?
Big Goonies fan.
Is that a getaway?
It's our time down here.
Oh,
our
right.
time to shine.
Is that a reference to when they're in the like lagoon with like the Kraken creature? No. Okay. It's fine.
I believe it's they're underneath the fountain, the wishing fountain.
And then the water area.
The well.
Nope, different part. Okay.
Different part.
And I then thought the, different and shipwreck
the
at the
football
end.
Guys are up and they're gonna take the one woman.
Ooh,
up,
right.
And then
from Raising Hope.
And then Samwise.
Martha
Clinton.
No, the other one. The red hair.
Right.
And then Samwise gives the impassioned speech.
Right.
The it's our time down here.
What That's, a movie.
I mean, like, I do get, now that I'm thinking about that, I do get, it's our time to shine. I just don't think I could ever say that seriously.
Also, like, why are you shine? Like, why is a relationship your time to shine?
Yeah.
That's my problem. It's like, no, when I'm going to shine. And it's like, because you got Mekhi Phifer? I don't know. You got to work on yourself.
It also sounds like she's saying that this entire time she's been just, like, lying in wait. So it's like, he hasn't seen what he can offer. And it's like, then why would he be yours?
And also, why would you date someone that, like, you have to go through a trial?
Right.
To prove your excellence?
You want custody. You don't want, like, a relationship.
Right? This is Greek. This is a Greek tragedy.
It really
That's
is.
What this really
oh,
is.
I forgot to mention up top. They only did it because they were trying to recreate the success of The Girl Is Mine by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We were talking Great about song. That in the car on the way over here. How, like, Paul McCartney seemed to do duets with every black superstar of the 80s.
Yeah.
What was that
his,
about?
Like, post-Beatles. He's like, okay, how do I hitch my wagon to a black star?
Yeah, he's like, I can be hip. I'm cool. Yeah,
I'm down.
I know Stevie.
Okay, do we get to the part where they just... Go
riff
back
off?
And forth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you report my riff off?
So it's like a bridge, I guess, even though it's still the same.
I like how more, like, you can hear the violins more there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love that rise
best,
at the end.
It's insane when they say, it was like, these silly games I won't allow. That's like one of Monica's lyrics. And it's like, you might as well throw in the towel. Allow towel is what's happening. We're rhyming allow and towel.
She really says a lot of things in a rhythm that they're so Shakespearean just to, like, shove in the rhyme that she wants.
Right.
It's crazy.
But Monica, again, she's like, listen, I don't know how you don't see I am the queen and you are the jester. What the fuck? I also, why did they mix that all so it sounded like everyone was half asleep in that section?
Yeah, they sounded the same. You could also barely understand the words. And I
think
they were dragging the lyrics. Did they do that all on purpose? Like, make it so you can't really understand what they're saying?
Did Brandy have any control over the mix?
Highly doubtful.
Because could she say, like, no, push Monica. This is my perfect Brandy impression.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Push Monica down.
That's great.
Push Monica down.
Is Brandy in your head Danny DeVito in Space Jam?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just her voice. Well, no, she's been singing so much.
Yeah.
That her voice got a little like. And so she hasn't been taking care of her voice.
Probably stress smoking those cigarettes out back.
Right.
She's like, I hate this fucking Monica chick.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because she was mostly like a singer. So I don't know that they would have given her that much power, but maybe.
Right.
Like when you. If you're not write your own song, do you have any control over how it gets mixed or how it gets produced?
So specific to the artist and the producer.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
I guess
some artists are super involved. Some artists literally just show up and sing.
Yeah.
With five writers involved, I would have felt like maybe Brandy didn't have like as much of a percentage of the. Yeah.
Right.
It's just like a factory line thing.
Yeah. It was like honestly almost a fine. We'll give you writing credit. Do you know what I mean? Like a solid. They were doing
supposedly, and I could be mistaken. I think it was. The lore is that it was Brandy's idea.
It was inspired
After
by her watching Jerry Springer.
Exactly correct.
She's like, honestly, there's something here.
And then in the video, she's watching Jerry Springer. So I feel like she really was like, just everyone knows. It's my idea.
It's like the Jerry Springer you guys love.
Yeah, and also, while we're on a random tangent, I just read that Monica's cousin is Polo Don.
Polo! He produced London Bridge, amongst other songs.
Oh, the original?
No,
the nursery rhyme?
Yeah, that's his.
3,000 years old.
He's a trillionaire. No, the Fergie hit that we all love and love. I want to hear the vocals of this part.
My London Bridge.
Yeah, he did the remix. I want to hear the vocals of this part because it feels like there's a lot going on. And then at the very end, it like when they are like mixing, I'm like, that's cool. And he showed
this love I found. So this is Monica.
She has different, she's like layering her own vocals.
You can hear the punch in. And I'm the one that brought him to the special places in my heart.
It was my love from the start.
Those were recorded differently.
Yeah. And like even the mix, like the doubling, it feels like Monica has much fuller in hers.
Even when she's pulling back, though.
Is she pulling back?
Well, don't you think that whole thing is a lot? It's like it's in that Brandy range where she's not punching certain words.
100%.
Everything is kind of saying this. She's like almost living in the Brandy space.
Yeah.
My fan theory, I think that part is from the original recording.
Wow.
That's my theory. Okay. I think that's what when they re-recorded everything because it wasn't enough. That's probably what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Two Brandys.
Because then they reworked it a bunch of times. Whoever produced it, right? They're like, oh, they don't like it. We have to remix it. I think it's like to make sure everyone felt like evenly represented. Give me a trill, give her a trill.
Yeah.
Give me a punch, give her a punch.
Is this the X-Men Dark Phoenix of songs?
Ooh.
In what
topical.
Way?
Don't get the reference.
It was reworked so much. They did the third act so many times.
Oh. Did anyone see it though?
I did not see it.
Deadpool broke me, and I've decided I don't have to see every movie now, so I'm comfortable not seeing it.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm proud of you, dude. Yeah,
thank you.
Huge.
It's a hill for me to climb. I will be seeing every other movie, though.
Right.
I love movies. Anyway, it feels like in this part, like at least it's the bridge, so it makes sense for her to be like, I'm gonna sort of like go a little down, let the violins come up. But Brandy's just like, well, I'm just doing the same thing I was always doing.
Right. Exactly.
And again, I would like to reiterate, two chords.
Yeah.
Entire song is two chords.
Oh yeah.
It's a real punk song.
This is a Fugazi hit. So she says, you can't destroy this love I've found. Your silly games I won't allow. The boy is mine without a doubt. You might as well throw in the towel. Did we play the other half too?
Yeah, we did.
What makes you think that he wants you when I'm the one that brought him to the special place that's in my heart? He was my love right from the start.
I brought him to the special place in my heart?
That's
your secret garden.
Exactly. Like that, and I'm just like,
I showed him my whole vagina. I don't know what it means.
Naomi, have you ever taken me to the special place in your heart?
Just on holidays, you know, but not regularly. It's got to stay special.
Yeah,
you can't go there all the time.
You got to forget what the heart looks like.
Uh huh.
Otherwise, it what?
Nothing. What you said was better than what I said.
So what is it? What is she even like? Monica's is so condescending at every point. I love it.
That's what I'm saying. She's positioned herself like on top, and then Brandy's just trying to get her to appeal her case somehow.
Even the thing like you were saying about her being like your silly games I won't allow is just like this is just I'm tired of this.
Yeah,
I've grown wearisome of this game you play. Let's move on.
She becomes so regal.
Yeah,
you know these silly games I won't allow.
Brandy really lost this one.
Yeah,
it's a bummer.
I'm sorry to say, Brandy, you lost your own song.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's insecure
about
it.
This is not going to help.
Exactly. I'm so sorry, Brandy. So sorry. Like, do love you, but.
Brandy, again, Another Day in Paradise slaps. Your cover was great.
We were like, why is she reigniting this 20 years later? And it's like, well, probably people have been doing this every year. I've been like, oh, yeah, now she lost this one.
Okay, I need to hear the part now where they're going, not yours, but mine.
Oh, yeah, the end.
Not okay for me.
Oh, this is just circling the drain.
Exactly.
Now.
I'm like, is it over yet?
Yeah.
Because these are enough trills.
With melisma.
No,
thick with melisma.
Oh, boy. And there's still 25 seconds left. Should just let the music be on its own here.
What was that?
We close out on Brandy.
Did you hear the drumming in the background?
Yeah.
Was that it? Was it a drum track mixed too loudly in the headphones when they were singing vocals?
No, I think they only added it to the end just to like sort of be like, this is the tape.
That was on purpose?
Yeah, I think so.
What a strange choice.
So if you're a DJ, you can beat match more easily.
Uh-huh. That was why they made it 5 minutes, of course.
Yes.
They're like, all right, here's the BPM, so get ready. Big lead in.
So by the way, Monica was also an actor. She was in Living Single and Felicity and some other stuff.
Why did I remember that?
She was a contributor to The Voice.
What do you mean contributor? Exactly. You mean
like a vocal coach?
It says a contributor to the NBC talent show The Voice.
Oh God, does she go on The Voice? I would die for her.
No, I think probably like a back of house type, right?
Or like when they sometimes bring somebody in to work with somebody.
Maybe
like when you have your teams,
like
and they'll be
Jason
like, "Here's a person."
Mraz.
Say his name.
Mraz.
Mraz. Mrazmatazz.
Okay.
She has a show on BET called Monica Still Standing.
Oh, ooh. Wow. So I guess a lot defiant. Of people have defiant. The same question as us.
Exactly. Time is still here.
Is it still going today?
Great question.
That would be sure ironic if it got canceled.
Yeah,
the series
true.
First aired on BET October 27, 2009.
Oh probably not. Yeah. That's a long
no,
time.
No, we're done.
Well, no, one, it feels like they've both been in the public eye in a way that's like, well, the rivalry could still be ignited, right. Where it's like she comes back, it's like, well, I'm still standing, probably had some point in the show where she was right. like, my hit.
Right.
Yeah. You think?
What if this episode reignites something?
I would love
sure
that.
Hope not.
I would love that.
I don't want to be a part of the drama.
No, I fully, you know, I'll Don King this shit. Let's get them in a ring. I'll sell tickets. This is going to be great for everyone involved.
Actually, this is a perfect segue to my punch up.
Perfect. I want to know what you did then.
Okay. A couple caveats. I don't like to give caveats, but I do feel it is necessary to be this part of the podcast and to do something so bad. I've had a horrible flu all week, and I've been trying to sing this so many times.
Like Brandy.
Oh.
Why did you shake my hand when we first met then?
Because it was a week ago. It's now long gone, but trying to fucking record this shit has been a nightmare. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Like I said, I've done many versions. I was either going to do The Boy's Mine, like two creepy ladies, and then I was going to do like a very deliberately bad Kidz Bop version, The Toy Is Mine. None of it was going to work. So I realized I had to stick with the original vocals. Mm-hmm. There is a acapella track. It's like a jerry-rigged one. It's not mm-hmm. very good, but I tried to make that work, and I was like, well, what can I do with these vocals? Yeah. I know. It's been there the whole time. The thing I don't like about the song is that they're so mean to each other. Yeah. So I'll just take out everything that makes them mean.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready for this kind sisters serving sisters.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You took an anti-feminist hit and made it a feminist
well,
hit.
Well, I might have done a little more.
I'm ready.
Just had to leave a little harp, you know.
Yeah.
You must.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Uh-huh.
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
Uh-huh. Think it's time I got this straight. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I know that you may be just a bit jealous of me. Yeah, I love you. See, I tried to hesitate. I didn't want to say I love your face. So without you, I couldn't make it through the day that I shame. But maybe I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
You seem to be enough.
Like a truth.
But if you didn't know it, girl, it's true. I think that you should realize, try to understand why I love your face. It's killing me inside.
You can say what you wanna say, what we have special.
But the truth you
can't escape.
I love that. You seem to be enough.
The boy is you. That's beautiful.
I belong to you.
The boy's always been you.
The glitch pop version.
I know. So I was saying the vocals were quite bad quality. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I'm into that.
No, it's great. But it changes the anti-feminism a little bit because now they're apologizing, which is another quirk of the patriarchy.
Right. But I mean, hard to shake.
Hard to shake.
My whole language is apologizing.
I think that you got the rhythm better than they did of the lines.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm into that.
I mean, if it's an honest depiction of girls maybe thinking they have a conversation and then realizing they're in love, I think there would be a lot apologizing in that.
I think so.
Yeah.
This is a theme to Booksmart.
Sure. I also just think you're the future, you know, and you seem to be enough.
Yeah. You seem to be enough.
I like that it's still seem. It's like, well, you seem to be
you
enough.
You seem to be enough. I don't know you well.
Yeah, we'll
you
get
you seem
into this.
To be sufficient.
Very limited word choices here because Brandy does not pronounce a single word of the song.
I know. Yeah, she's so mumbly.
She's really just got a mouthful of marbles for this whole thing.
The Duplass brothers of R&B songs.
Mumblecore R&B.
I think if nothing else, making it half the length and getting rid of the intro, we already fixed
it.
Yes.
Cut it down to a minute somehow.
Job well done, I'd say. You're welcome.
Let's get to some unpunchable jams.
You can't punch this.
Now, you guys are our esteemed guests. Would you like to... you want a rock, paper, scissors for the first plug, or...
Ooh,
what do you
want
to do?
Let's rock, paper, scissors. One, two, three, go.
Boom.
All right, you go first.
Snap. I put out scissors to his paper, y'all.
Always hit scissors.
I'm a writer. I have to put out paper.
And she's a cutter.
Sick.
A killer.
Wow, real.
Well, I meant it in the outward way.
She murders, of course.
Yeah.
I'm a murderer. I was like thinking about what's unpunchable. I'm going to tell you a jam that like I love that I just like don't touch it.
Yeah.
I think original and the dance version. Deborah Cox, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. And it's like about how she's like, no more love. I don't want you in my life. I am free.
Yeah.
You know, but then someone comes along and changes her mind. Naturally, it is R&B. Love is always the answer. But I'm telling you that jam, that's like the one, especially because like a lot of songs too,
I haven't thought
when
they make so them, long.
I know when they like make them fast, you know, they just kind of put a dance track under it. It never really works.
Yeah.
This is one for me that it goes slow. It goes fast. It works. Vocals out of control.
Yes.
I mean, literally does it for me.
And when you say it,
correct?
Sweaty? Woo, emotional.
Hungry. I mean, it really just
horny?
Like the vocals hit me where I live. I'm here for a powerhouse vocal.
Yeah,
is it libidinous?
That's your secret garden.
It is my secret garden.
She made it right.
The special place that's in my heart. You know,
yeah.
Deborah Cox, she made it to the special place of my heart. She was my lover from the start. And she's like,
that's
it's
the testament
so good.
Of a true unpunchable.
Her last name's Cox, Monica.
What?
Monica Cox? Is that what you
Courtney
say?
Cox.
Oh.
Okay.
You need to lead us all the way down the trail, man.
Honestly, it's always a long walk. It's always
a long
walk.
I love the payoff valley.
Are they always TV themed, is my question?
No.
No, okay.
You, that would at least give you a place to start.
But at least you have many long walks.
Like, okay.
It's not always the same park. I like it. Perfect.
That is one that I think is truly unpunchable. Andy, what's yours?
I gotta be honest. I gave this so much thought. I don't know why I said I have to be honest.
Well,
no,
I was like, this guy's gonna check his email. He's gonna lie to me.
This shifty little man is coming here, disseminated the entire time, dissembled the entire time.
Okay, what? Pick, say the song.
I've gone back and forth, and here's my unpunchable jam.
Okay.
Yola Tango's A Blue Line Swinger. It's a 9-minute extravaganza. It starts off slow with a 4-chord ace tone organ. You slowly build. You got Ira Kaplan's scratchy guitar coming in there. You got Georgia Hubley's beautiful pop vocals.
He's a true music scholar.
The people of Yola Tango.
You got James McNew. You got Ira Kaplan. You got Georgia Hubley. There's your three.
Those all sound like fake names.
The three principal players in Yola Tango.
They also all sound like NPR hosts.
I Have It. Yes, that's the name of their show on NPR. Hello, welcome to
Yola Tango.
It just beautifully builds until for 4 or 5 minutes.
Wow. Is it like, does it follow a standard song structure or is it
it's
just
four chords the entire time?
Wow.
And unlike this, which was 2 chords.
Yes.
It there's so much variety going on.
Because
you have Ira Kaplan does this very squonky guitar solo type
stuff.
Ooh,
I love that adjective.
Squonky me.
Squonky. No, I get it.
Okay. All right.
You see him a lot. He's folded over in front of the amp, getting as much feedback as possible, doing a lot of like pushing on the back of the neck of the guitar and the front of the part. I don't know what this part's called.
Body?
The body of the guitar. So you get that kind of that bendy thing when you've got a lot of overdrive on it.
I love that you know about music.
A lot of distortion going on it. And you see him over there just pulling at the strings in front of the amp, trying to get like.
And you
weird
see that
sounds.
In the song?
That's, you can hear it. I mean, if you've seen it, I think Yolo Tango is the band I've seen the most live.
Really?
And so,
wow. They're a band I've literally never thought about.
They're
I've
great.
Seen them live
I think
twice.
You're the first fan I've ever met.
But I don't know this song, which I love like a 9-minute song on an album.
Is it a good entry point into Yo La Tango?
Electro Pura, yes. Okay. Painful. You got three perfect albums in back to back. Painful, Electro Pura, and then
three
I can
perfect albums.
I can hear the heart beating as one.
Now I'm questioning. You might be a little lacking in criticism if you have three perfect albums
right in a row. That's a great run. I don't know about maybe not perfect, but you have three great albums in a row.
Okay, I'm gonna check them out.
And then the one after, and then Nothing Turned Itself Upside Down. I think that's the name of the. That's also great.
Okay,
but no. But
what he's saying is they're great.
They're great.
But specifically, this it just yes, it's a great way to end the it. I love the ace tone organ so much. I bought one.
You own an organ?
Because I love the sound of the ace tone so much.
That's cool. That's the coolest thing.
It's all over Electro Pura.
Oh my god. That's amazing. That's, I mean, wow. Honestly.
Right?
I love a stan. I'm just so into this. Thank you.
You stan a stan.
I stan a stan.
You're a stan.
I'm a stan. All
right.
Truly. I'm going to check out Yolo Tango now. Now that you've sold them to me. Thank you for that.
Wow, Andy, the Lord's work.
I know.
That's
why
we're here today.
You did it.
You were here to preach.
Demi, do you want to go first?
You go first.
I wanted to do another R&B song.
Yes.
And I wanted to do one that was a little more recent. So I am doing, oh my God, I can't remember the name of the song. I might look at my phone. I sound like everyone it's called. It was off D'Angelo's record last 2014. Oh, right.
Sugar
Betray
Daddy?
My Heart.
Oh.
I'll be there to see you through. Just as long as there is time. I will never leave your side. And if ever that you feel that my love is not sincere, I will never betray my heart.
It's such a simple little song built around just this little guitar riff, but like it's one of those songs that goes surprisingly long and it doesn't feel like it. You know, you kind of are like, oh, it's over. Fuck.
That entire album is so good.
God, I know, right?
He's one of the best in the game.
I wish he would put out albums more often.
Well, yeah. I think him like just laying in wait for like, what, 16 years was part of the whole thing. He's like, well, I'm going to take jazz courses and like learn how to do this shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Also, but I wouldn't mind so like good. An Untitled Part 2. I wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us how it feels.
What did he do for money in those 16 years?
I don't know. He might have just lived off the money that his you know,
how much money
does
one need,
right,
you know?
Right. A lot.
Apparently.
At least 10 bucks.
More and more, I'm finding out.
At least 10 bucks a week.
I mean, probably higher than that, but yeah, at least 10. I got a candy habit.
Debbie, what's your Unpunchable Jam?
My Unpunchable Jam is another song with a similar sort of, it's the core of this where it's like feeling possessive over your man, but it's also like feeling possessive knowing that it's like not about, like it's just, it's the song called I'm His Girl by this band Friends.
When you see me walking around him, I'm not just another chick, his girl.
Basically just a very slow sort of slinky kind of song, but the I'm His Girl is not like her fighting someone as much as it's just like being like, I'm really proud that I'm his girl, and we're also like so comfortable that like we can spend as much time apart as we need to, and it's like I don't need him, I merely want him, right? And I just think it's such a sweet idea that it's like still being like, I really love this person, I don't feel like sort
possessive.
Of yeah, I don't feel possessive, but I also don't feel like ashamed to say that it's like, no, I love him and need him and we are happy together, but also we're comfortable apart.
Who? What kind of music is Friends?
They're just, I guess, like indie pop.
Okay,
but
indie pop moment.
It feels like R&B indie pop, though.
Is it a woman who sounds like a ghost singing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like post Dirty Projectors kind of indie pop.
I want to say it's more like, remember the era when like Rah Rah Riot was big?
Yes.
Don't.
And then But it's like, instead of going high, it's just sort of like.
I think Maddie may have said it best when she said, a woman that sounds like a ghost.
Yeah.
Ethereal vocals. You
playing
know?
Over like just a really nice like bass. It's just like very simple.
I'm on that journey. I love that.
It's really nice.
Because there was that period in the mid-2000s where indie rock started to co-opt black music.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really...
Oh, yes.
Indie rock black mambazo. Is that what happened?
Ladysmith black indie rock... No, yours is better.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. This
Thanks
so
for
fun.
Having us, friends.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Where can people check you out, listen to you, watch you, see you, whatever?
So Couples Therapy is a podcast as well as a live show. We do the live show the first Saturday of every month here in L.A.
Also in New York. Also, we're going to be in Philly soon.
So, yeah.
Hit the road.
Exactly. We're going to take this out on the streets.
And what's that show like? Format. How's the format?
We have comics who are close, you know, friends, couples, siblings, do sets together about their relationship.
Yeah. And then on the podcast, we take the live sets and we bring them to you. And sometimes we have people come in studio, like Stephen Canals.
Creator of Pose. A show, if you have not seen Pose, you better ask somebody. Okay? Get up on it.
Okay.
I really want to watch Pose, but then also I got three separate boxes of Emmy screeners for Pose. I'm just kind of like, I want to, but I really want to boycott it now.
Oh, because the screeners?
The
no.
mail. Just fucking...
It's on Netflix, first of all, so right. do
Demi's
that
anti-mail.
For season one.
I'm anti too much. It's just so much like, just fucking email me a link.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
It's called email for a reason.
Yeah.
Did you get all the ones from Amazon that were just so wasteful?
Yes.
Last year,
that's
it was
the
insane.
Thing.
It's just WJA privilege, and I'd appreciate it if you guys would stop talking about it.
It's just all of it is just, like, I'm just kind of like, I don't need any of these boxes. So I'm just like, it feels like it's cumbersome to even have the mail. And then I'm like, well, what if I vote for none of them?
So sane.
No, don't you fucking dare. Don't get Pose involved in this crusade of yours, okay? You need to watch Pose. You need to take Pose in. You need to cry during Pose. You need to get cleansed and get right with your God and watch a Pose, Debbie.
Amen. I've seen a few scenes and I'm like, Billy Porter's got something.
By the way, I feel like we've done a better job of selling Pose
than our own
show.
That's right. True. Look, you know.
Can I sell your show?
Please.
You guys have probably, well, not that ours is like the best, but like a theme song that I'm like, better than ours.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
That is high praise. We can have a good theme song.
That's
Samus.
Yes, you do. Yes, that is the rapper Samus, who is very dope and also just completed her PhD. So she's coming at you on all fronts.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Well, now I'm going to listen just for the fucking theme song.
Exactly. Honestly, download, rate, review, subscribe for the theme song.
We sing sometimes on our show. One of the I don't know about foundation, but one of the pillars of our relationship is singing songs with each other.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, we like to make up songs in the house,
make up dumb parodies.
Yeah.
Make if you saw Castle Rock.
Yeah, I saw it.
We made a song up called "The Only Black Man in Castle Rock."
About the guy from
Andre Holland. Yeah, exactly. So, like a very bugle boy, 1920s vibe.
Oh my God! Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Very fun.
You guys are the best.
Thanks,
best in the game. Thank you for that punch up.
If you want to check us out, we're at Punch Up the Jam or Electro Lemon or Miel or Miel Monster, and we got a Patreon for $7 a month. You get a whole other podcast once a week. Can you imagine?
And to download the songs.
Oh, and I think today's Punch Up of all days, people are going to want to download.
Yeah.
For sure.
Drop that credit card info.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, that was
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
Up
the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.